Good morning, Vimayo.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, thanks. We can get started with Manolo.
Hey, buenos días, Vimael. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Buenos días. Bien, gracias a Dios. ¿Todo bien?
Muy bien, gracias. Vimael, when did you start preparing for this season? You have been all the time preparing over there in Puerto Rico or you came to the United States. And how much it helps you having played in a winter ball, especially you play until the Caribbean Series?
Well, yeah, I started like 2 weeks after season was done here, flew back home and I started doing working out and hitting. And then because of COVID, season was delayed in Puerto Rico and we started playing around December 8th. And we only played like 20 games. And we got to go to the playoffs, and we won the whole thing. And like you said, they picked me to go to Mexico. And for me, it helped me a lot, especially in the with the hitting side, the offensive side, because I was able to get more at-bats and get that confidence back. I wasn't happy the way I was playing last year. In my first year in the big leagues, but I mean, at the same time, I had to understand it was my first year. I had to get used to the way they play up there. So for me, getting more at bats was huge, and it helped me to get bring back my confidence. And that's how I've been doing here. I've just been consistent with my at bats and just trying to get good pitches to hit, and I'm being able to get good at bats.
Yeah, well, last year is always tough to make a team as a Rule 5. Your dream was to play in the majors. You did it for the whole year. Now another big challenge this year because there are a lot of great players there and the roster is only 26 to make the team. How much that experience of last year is going to help you for this year, knowing the big leagues? And how optimistic are you that you're going to make the team this year?
Well, last year I learned a lot from just looking at Chappie, Ole, Pinder. We all know they're great players, but the way they went with BP and practice, there's something that I looked at them and I learned so much that this year, that's how I've been working. I've been doing my own thing, my early work. My defense, my offense, and that's something that's been helping me with all these games so far. And like you said, the A sign, a veteran, Lowry is a great player. Cosma as well. Cam is there. Pinder's there. But they're all great players. I mean, we all know that. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I just got to keep working hard and just give 100% every time. See what happens this year.
Matt.
Hey, Vimal. You had the walk-off hit in the championship game, the Puerto Rican League?
Yeah, last game of the championship, yeah.
What was that experience like?
Well, it was good. It was my first year. This is my third year, my bad. I'm sorry. Third year I played winter ball and it was my first championship. So for me to get that at bat, it was something huge. It was against Jack Del Rios, another big league guy. And it was a great experience playing with Yadi Molina too. And for me to get that hit in the ninth inning was something that I'll never forget because this is my third year and I've been last place for the past 3 years. And for me to win that championship is something special.
And then you talked about how last year for you with the A's was an adjustment. What was the biggest difference, do you think, playing at this level that you noticed?
It's just the way it's hard. It's not easy. We all know that. It's how fast you can get used to that game, that level. And it took me a while. Obviously, it took me more playing time to get used to it, but that's something that I have to be alert. If I made the team this year, that if I come off the bench, something like that, I have to be ready to go. And that's something I've been working here, especially when I get pinch hit at bats late during spring training games. I've been taking it like a season game, and it's just I'm being successful because I'm being aggressive, but at the same time, you know, as a pinch hitter, you're trying to, you know, get on base, and that's what they like, and hopefully that's what I keep doing to help the team win.
Shayna?
Obviously, last year wasn't a normal first year, but what can you take from what you did last year, or what have you taken from what you did last year, and as your biggest learning experience into this year?
Well, it's just last year. I mean, yeah, last year was weird. All this COVID thing and playing with no fans, that was different as well. But from last year to this year, it's just for me, the word consistent is something huge, and that's something that I didn't do last year, I feel like. And like I said earlier, watching Chappie, Ole, Semien, Pinder, they were consistent with all his routine, all his early works and stuff, and that's something I was not mature yet. For being my first year, like as a rookie, it's hard to do like a lot of things at once. But this year, I feel like I'm a different player, and obviously it has to do my early work, the way I go with my routine, and that's something that, like I said earlier, has been helping me so far with the spring training games, not only offensively, but defensively as well. I learned, I mean, I had an error a couple of days ago, and since then I've been working with that, and for me, consistent is something huge for me this year, and hopefully it all works out.
Matt?
You mentioned Pinder a couple of times, and obviously that's another guy who plays a lot of different positions, moves around, which is something that you've done so far this spring. How much do you sort of pay attention to how he kind of has prepared for all these different playing different spots in the field? And how much do you see that, you know, versatility is an important part of sticking with a team when you're in this kind of a role?
Most of the days we're in the same group, so I always follow him. I learn from him. He works hard in every position, and that's something that nowadays, like most, if not all the teams in baseball, like that versatility of moving around in the infield, outfield, and that's something that watching him, I've been learning. And I think it was with you last year. I can't remember that I told you about Sobers as well when I was with the Cubs. And that's something that, I mean, it's like they're like the same. Pinder can play infield, outfield, and that's something that I know, and I'm sure they know that me and him can do to help the team win.
Manolo?
Mimael, a new face this year with the A's. You have Elvis Andrus. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, what you have talked with him, you know, if you could share that with us? And what are some of the things you have learned from him? He is 12 years into the league.
Well, he's a leader for sure. He's a leader. He's always there, ready to go. I've been taking a lot of reps in shortstop with him the first week of spring training. And I've learned a lot with him as well. He's a guy that he's not afraid to tell you if you're wrong. And that's something that as a player and as a teammate, you like to have, because that means with him, there's a good chemistry in this team. And like you said, he's been in the league 12 years. He's a veteran. So for us to have a guy like Andrus is something that for sure is gonna be a good thing and a good chemistry, and hopefully he's healthy and help us win.
All right. Thank you, Bimayo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.